All right, welcome back to KFAN Wild Weekly. Kevin Faulness with you the rest of the way with wild forward Ryan Hartman. Hartsy, it's been a long time since you guys have played a hockey game. February 3rd, you go 100 miles an hour to get through the first 5 months of the season, then completely put the brakes on. What were those three weeks like for you as you try to regain your composure?
Yeah, did some traveling. Went down to Costa Rica for 6 days, got some sun, some good vitamin D, some rest, and got back here last week. Just been skating and getting ourselves ready for a lot of hockey in a short period of time here for the end of the year, but we're looking forward. We're excited to be back.
Typically, you guys get a break in the schedule, and typically it's maybe a week or whatever, but to have this much time, is this a good thing? I mean, you guys are professional athletes, so it's not like it's going to take you a long time to ramp back up, but especially the way you guys were playing into the Olympic break, I mean, just to go from, like I said, 100 miles an hour to zero for that 3.5 week stretch, how weird is that for you guys that are so accustomed to playing every other night?
Yeah, it's kind of nice, you know, you get your break and then you get to kind of start practicing again and kind of ease into getting back into things. Usually it's, you know, you have one practice and you head right into a game. So it was great. Like you said, we were playing great leading into break. I feel like I've been asked that a few times. It's like, it's either one way or the other. You're either playing great leading into break or you're not. I'd rather be playing great going into break. And, like I said, we all got our rest. We got guys that maybe were banged up, get some time to recover. And like I said, we're ready to get going.
I want to get back to your team here in a matter of moments. But, of course, the break was for the Olympic break. And the Olympics were amazing. Whether the Americans won or not, it was still a wonderful couple of weeks there for athletics at the highest level. But, of course, as a proud American, as am I, there's a little something special when you see the red, white, and blue on top. It's been a long time, Ryan Hartman, 46 years since they captured gold. And a special pride here from Minnesota because three of your good buddies were right there in the middle of all the action. From a team perspective, what's it like for you as an American to see the red, white, and blue on the top of the podium?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I've had the opportunity to wear the U.S. jersey a few times in my career, and obviously the Olympics is the biggest stage, and that's what all that, you know, preparation goes for. It's when you're going through the U.S. program, that's kind of the pinnacle. What everyone talks about is like one day getting U.S. back and on top, and that's what they preach the whole time at the U.S. program. And obviously a lot of those guys are alumni, and to come full circle, and a lot of the guys to be able to wear that gold medal and win Olympic gold is just awesome. They deserve it.
A lot of pride for the guys on the ice, the guys off the ice too. I mean, I think you got to give credit to not only Mike Sullivan as the head coach. John Hines was running the penalty kill. I think they were a perfect 18 of 18 in the entire tournament. Bill Guerin put that roster together. And then I saw John Worley. I saw Jill Boyd, Travis Green. I mean, there's lots of wild perspective there for the pride to be even greater for you guys.
Yeah. We got our fingerprints all over that roster, from, like you said, from the GM to staff to players. So, really proud of everybody. I'm sure they're excited to get things going again, but I'm sure they're enjoying it right now.
I bet they are, and there'll be a sight for sore eyes. Get them back on the ice, get back to game action. One guy in particular that I want to talk about, a couple of guys, but Matt Boldy in particular. I think fans here have a pretty good idea what he's all about. I think you have a pretty good idea what he's all about. What he did in that tournament, what do you think that did to elevate his spotlight across the nation, across the globe? What he did out there is something we see on a nightly basis, especially this year. I've said this to, I don't even know who it was, but what he's done in his career has been something special, but it just feels like it's done on an every night basis this year. Like, he's elevating his worth for this Wild team. He took it right there in the red, white, and blue. He was on another level.
Yeah, it's not like he was short of confidence going into the tournament. I mean, he's been playing great this year. He kept that rolling into the Olympics. Something with being a young player in the league, he's been around for a little while, but you kind of learn that consistency, and obviously his skill level's always been there, and But this year he's, you know, he's bringing it every night. We know what to expect, and you know, he brings something really great every night.
And Faber's been great, no doubt about it. The penalty kill was amazing, especially led by him. But Quinn Hughes. You knew that he was a good player, and you know, we follow him. You're a sports fan. You're a NHL junkie, just like the rest of us. But I didn't realize how good he was until I saw him in a Wild uniform and was able to watch him on an every night basis. And then he took that to another level in the Olympics. What can you say about Quinn Hughes that hasn't already been said? And especially those bloodlines, but him and his brother, what they were doing out there, it was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot that hasn't been said already. You know, he's, you know, we play him a few times a year, and, you know, I don't watch a whole lot of, you know, hockey outside our division. You know, it's, you don't really see him a whole lot, obviously some highlights, but just being able to see him every night, every practice, you see the little things that, you know, don't show up on the highlights or the recaps. You know, it's, we're really happy that he's on our side, and, he's been playing really awesome for us, and just, make our team just a whole lot better.
Numbers have been unbelievable, and they were there in the Olympics too. Hopefully that picks up where it left off starting Thursday in Colorado. Real quick, back to the Olympics for one more second. Sunday morning, early time. I don't set my alarm clock for 7 a.m. on a Sunday very often, but I certainly did for that one. You guys, it sounds like you watched the first period at home, and then you beat it down here to watch it as a team as best possible going into that practice. What was it like inside that room? Because there's many different faces from many different countries. As you're watching that thing unfold, what was it like for you, and what was the atmosphere inside the room waiting for practice?
Yeah, we had it, me and Bogosian had it on in the video room. I think a lot of guys are watching it over in the meal room, in the locker room. We had the big screen, and I think Galagoski came in for you know, that third period in overtime. And some guys made it back in there. I think Zuki and some more guys kind of filtered in for overtime to the big room. Yeah, stressful. Third period, stressful overtime. But just such an awesome, awesome game. And, you know, obviously a little biased, but great result.
Very, very good result. Like we said, just third time in American history, first time since 1980, 46 years. Well worth the wait. They got it done, and now guys are starting to trickle back here. What's it been like now as you try to get back up to game shape? You've been on the ice for probably about a week, and now slowly but surely we saw the Swedes back out there today, some other guys as well. What's it been like to ramp back up for? There's only 24 games left in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, like you said, we're athletes. We stay in pretty good shape. It's not like we sat around and did nothing. We were pretty active over our break, you know, at the beach and a couple hikes. And, yeah, so didn't feel, maybe the first day was a little slow, but like I said, we've been practicing for a week. We feel good. Obviously, it's hard to replicate game speed, but like I said, we weren't playing that long ago, so...
It's been an unbelievable season. Outside of October, the rest of the you know, you guys got through that initial start. Then last thing then, as we go into the finale of this 24-game grind into the playoffs, you're thrown right back into the fire on Thursday. You guys are second in the division, second in the conference, and the guys that are right there in front of you are the Colorado Avalanche. How does that help find that intensity right off the bat after a 3.5-week layoff going right up against the top dogs in the division?
Yeah, wouldn't want to. You know, I don't think we would want to play anyone else, kind of get us right back into things. You know, a team that's ahead of us, and there aren't many. So it's a good test for us and them as well. You know, it's two top teams right now in the league, and it's going to be a good game.
Ryan, thank you very much for doing this. Welcome back to the cold and ice, and we'll see you in Colorado on Thursday night.
Yeah, thank you.